Good morning to you this morning. This is Brother Mike Sutherland coming to you again from Hilltop Baptist Church in Newport, Tennessee. We are going to be concluding our series today on the Gentile nations. And what we're going to talk about today, briefly about the judgment of the nations and also the Gentile nations. At some point in the future, we're going to be doing a series on the millennium itself. So I'm not going to get into a great deal of depth on the millennium today. But before we get started, I want to thank you for joining us today. It is a blessing to be able to come and bring this series to you on Bible prophecy. It is a blessing to be able to preach and teach and proclaim the Word of God. And it's a blessing to daily partake of the benefits of salvation. And one of those benefits of salvation is the peace that passeth all understanding. If you don't have that peace, I want to let you know that you can have that today. If you're lost, you know you're lost. If you'll repent of your sin and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will also receive that peace that passeth all understanding. Today be your day of salvation. If you will not die and go to hell, I would encourage you to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ today before it's too late, because you do not want to spend an eternity in hell, because it is a never-ending torment. It's a place where you'll not ever be able to get out of, and you'll be there forever and ever. The Bible says that the smoke of their torment rose up forever and ever. Hell is an eternal place that nobody needs to go to. You do not have to go to hell if you will just simply receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Repent of your sins, put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then He will save you and deliver you from the penalty of your sins. Now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day, Lord. We thank You for the beauty that of salvation, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, for delivering us from the power of our sin, Lord. We thank You for delivering us from hell, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for that great gift of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We know that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. We thank You, Lord, and pray, Lord, that You'll bless the preaching and teaching today. I want to remind people today that it's either the blood, or have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ applied to your soul, then you will spend an eternity in hell. Now what I want you to do is turn in your Bible, and we're going to talk about the judgment of nations here briefly. Turn in your Bibles to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, where it is written, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." Now turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." In Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, "the children of thy people is the nation of Israel." Daniel speaks of a time of trouble like the world has never seen. During this period of time, all the nations of the world, including Israel, will be judged. The Lord Jesus Christ quotes Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, in describing the coming tribulation. A time of horrible carnage and death is described in Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 and 18, Psalm 110, verses 5 and 6, Ezekiel 9:2, Revelation 9:18, and Zechariah 13. Now I want us to go and read those verses. Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 and 18. "And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Now up in Psalm chapter 110, verses 5 and 6, the Lord right hand in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Now up in Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 2, and I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. Now in Revelation chapter 9, verse 18, by these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke, and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. Now up in Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. That's talking about the nation of Israel there, that two out of the three of them will perish. What is shocking in all the numbers that we've just read about is the percentages of those that die. In Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 2, we see that 5 out of 6 of those involved in the attack upon Israel will die at the hands of God on the mountains of Israel. From Revelation chapter 9, verse 17, we see that there will be at least 67 million deaths, which would be one-third of that 200 million man army that assembles in Revelation chapter 9. And then in Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, we see that two-thirds of the Israelis will die. All of this carnage will be followed by the judgment of the nations in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. This judgment of the nations is also the subject of Psalm chapter 9, verses 7 and 8, and also Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 9. And we'll start there and read verse 7, 8, and then we'll read verse 17. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. And then in verse 17 of that same chapter, here is a verse that is so sad. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Now the context of Psalm chapter 9 is the judgment of the nations. And the Lord Jesus Christ expanded upon this in Matthew chapter 25. I want you to turn in your Bible now to Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to read verses 31 through 46. When the Son, starting in verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king, by the way, the king is the Lord Jesus Christ here. The judgment has been given to the Son. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Let you know right now that hell was not a place prepared for human beings. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. You only go there as an intruder. If you do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will go into the eternal fires of hell. Let's pick back up in verse 42. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. Look back up at verse 41, where we see the destiny of the nations and the wicked. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. What we see described here in Matthew chapter 25 is the throne of glory judgment. It is not to be confused with the judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne judgment. The judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgments are judgments of individuals, whereas the throne of glory judgment is a judgment of nations. Only saved people are judged before the judgment seat of Christ. Only lost people are judged before the great white throne judgment. And only nations are judged at the throne of glory judgment. Whether a person goes to the great white throne judgment or the judgment seat of Christ is based on whether they receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior in this life. There are no second chances. There is no purgatory. Unbelievers will be brought up out of hell, not purgatory. Unbelievers will be brought up out of hell, judged, and given different degrees of punishment based upon their works, as recorded in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Following the great white throne judgment, unbelievers will be cast into the lake of fire, where they're going to burn eternally. Believers will be taken up in the catching away of the saints and appear before the judgment seat of Christ and be judged for reward. That catching away of the saints is what many people call the rapture. Now, the judgment seat of Christ is described both in Romans chapter 14, verse 10, 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11 through 15, and also in 2 Corinthians 5, 10. I don't have time to read those today, but you can go and look at those verses. The believer's entry into heaven is based entirely upon whether they have received the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in redeeming them. The judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgment both take place in heaven. The throne of glory judgment takes place on the earth. Those are some of the differences and comparisons between the three different judgments. Now, Joel, let's turn to, we see the throne of glory judgment in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, which we just got through reading. Verse 31 says, When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So that's the throne of his glory judgment. And according to Matthew chapter 25, verse 32, those judged at the throne of glory will be all the nations of the world. So it's a national judgment that we're talking about. The basis for this judgment is how the nations have treated Israel and the Jew, as stated in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, and in Joel chapter 3, verse 2. Turn in your Bible to Joel chapter 3, and we'll read verse 2. I will also gather all nations, and I will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and parted my land. Now, according to Matthew 25, verse 34, and Matthew 25, verse 41, every nation that blessed Israel and the Jew will enter into the millennial kingdom, and every nation that cursed the nation of Israel will be cast into hell in fulfillment of Genesis chapter 3, which states this. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 says this, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them, or curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." If you'll read Joel chapter 3, verse 2, you will see that ultimately the curse is based upon the nation's abusing of the Jew and also for dividing the land of Israel. And that happens routinely over there in these so-called land for peace deals. The roadmap to peace is a roadmap to hell for the nations that push and advocate it. And by the way, the United States of America has pushed the so-called roadmap of peace now for probably two decades, for 20 years now, where Israel trades off land for peace. And that's nothing more than a covenant with hell and the devil. When we do that, what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up for the judgment of God. And we deserve the judgment of God for the way that we're treating the nation of Israel. And also for the way we murder innocent babies, murdering innocent within our land. We deserve judgment. We're already under the judgment of God, and the only way that we're going to recover from that is if we will have a national repentance and turn back to the Lord Jesus Christ and quit killing babies and support the nation of Israel. Now what I want to talk to you about briefly is the Gentile nations in the millennium. And as I've already stated, later on in this Bible prophecy series, we are going to do a series on the millennium. What I'm going to do now is make some brief comments about the Gentiles in the millennium. Then we're going to close out our sermon series on the Gentile nations by quoting several passages of Scripture. Luke verse 21, verse 24 has this to say, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled." Now the throne of glory judgment marks the end of the times of the Gentiles that the Lord Jesus Christ just referred to. Matthew chapter 25 verse 34 clearly states that this does not mean the end of all Gentile nations. What happens is that the nation of Israel will again become the chief of nations, with the Lord Jesus Christ ruling and reigning in Jerusalem on the everlasting throne of David. Now let us briefly look at the Gentile nations in the millennium. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 60, and let us begin reading in Isaiah chapter 60. Not going to be able to make a lot of comments on these scriptures because we're kind of limited in time. Isaiah chapter 60, starting in verse 1. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentile nations shall come unto thee. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee." Notice that that's the second time that the Gentiles have been mentioned in the context of this, and they're coming unto the nation of Israel. "The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud, as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee." And the sons and strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have had mercy on thee. Hallelujah for that. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. That's talking about that judgment in Matthew chapter 25, folks. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Now turn in your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 14, where we're going to read verses 16 through 21. Zechariah 14, verses 16 through 21. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not up that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of the nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take them and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Now turn up into your Bibles to Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. But in the Micah chapter 4, starting in verse 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge many people, and he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. I look forward to that time when we don't have to worry about war anymore. Notice the symbols within Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 here, where they're converting their instruments of war into instruments to be used for agriculture, instruments of peace, instruments to help out humanity. There will not be any peace upon the face of this earth until the Prince of Peace returns, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Until he returns, there will be saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Now, continuing on, let's go back and reread verse 3. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk, every one, in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Now, in this particular series, we have talked about It's been quite a long series. We've had 17 different sermons now on the Bible prophecy that applies directly to the Gentile nations. During this particular series, we've talked about the origin of the nations. We've talked about the Babylonian system of false worship. And we've done also a broad overview of biblical history. We've talked about Daniel chapter 7, where we've done an introduction to the Antichrist, and then we done a fairly thorough presentation on the Antichrist, and then we talked about the Son of God and the Son of Man that appeared in Daniel chapter 3 and in Daniel chapter 7. We also did a discussion on Daniel chapter 8, and then we talked about the lead up to Armageddon. Then we talked about the rapture of the saints, we talked about the Western Alliance, and then we also talked about the restoration of the nation of Israel, and then we discussed the Northern and Southern Alliance. And we took two different sermons to cover that particular alliance of the Northern and Southern peoples, and we determined that those were Islamic nations that had surrounded the nation of Israel. And then we talked about the Eastern Alliance out of Revelation chapter 9, the latter part of that chapter, which was the lead up to Armageddon. And then we did had a concluding sermon on Armageddon and itself. And then last week we talked about a suggested order of events that will lead up to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then today we have talked about the judgment of nations and the Gentile nations in the millennium. I want to remind you that we as a nation have the opportunity to go into the millennium, but if we do not treat the nation of Israel right, the Psalm chapter 9 says that all nations that forget God will be cast into hell. That pretty much ends our series on the Gentile nations, but I want to go to Revelation chapter 20 to close out here today and read some verses to you. I want to remind us that there is a hell. There is a place to be avoided. It is a place of everlasting torment and punishment. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I want to remind you that I've emphasized over and over again you in this series that you can know Bible prophecy inside and out. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ of Bible prophecy, you will spend an eternity in hell. I want to encourage you today that if you do not know for sure that if you were to die today that you would not go to hell, I want to encourage you to repent of your sin and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will do that, the Lord Jesus Christ will save you and you will not be here for Armageddon. I want to thank you for joining us today in this concluding sermon on the Gentile nations. I pray the Lord will richly bless you.